She's the alpha blonde who says it like it is and seems to have spent most of this season butting heads with her hubby Brent. Please welcome, from Married at First Sight, Tamara.
We're at the tail end and Tamara joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tamara, I mean, I'm going to cut straight to the chase. Truth time.
Yeah.
Do you think that he had a second letter in one pocket? Because it felt like he might have been going, I'll see how she rolls. And when you got up and said, I don't want to be with you anymore, that he went, right, into the left pocket today. And the left pocket was the one that just slammed you?
No. I think he's had this plan for quite some time. I think it was like going to be the big F you tomorrow, like waiting it out till the final end.
How are you feeling about it all? Are you glad that the journey's come to an end, both, you know, obviously in reality for you and now that the public part of it's over?
Yeah, definitely glad that it's over. But, like, there's still so much more, I think, obviously, when I get my own socials back and my own voice back, I suppose there's lots more I have to say.
Where have your socials gone?
Oh, we don't have them. They're controlled by Nine for now.
So, Tamara, what is it that you've got to say? Why does it have to wait for your socials to come back? Let's hear it. What have you got?
I just think the public is so naive. Like, when you see things don't add up. Like, for example, it's like, why would Brent be so in love with me, so, you know, like me so much, but then at the same time be like, oh, no, she's a terrible person. And there's just certain things I think need clarification. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see 1% of what really goes on. If he's so perfect and he's so great, why wouldn't I be in love with him? Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for you say, like, there's only 1% that we saw. We saw an entire season. And a lot of it was geared towards, you know, him being the victim to a lot of the things that you said. I'm just curious. So what's the 99% that we didn't see throughout the series?
Okay, as the smallest example is you don't see our conversations. You never saw mine and Brent, you know, the values that some of the couples did. Yeah. You didn't see those values that we did. You didn't see a lot of the conversations we had about, like, our future goals, our careers, all of that sort of stuff. Like, and then it was just highlighted as if, oh, I don't know what Brent does and I'm putting him down for that. That's not the case at all.
I don't know. I mean, for me, from the outside, I was watching going, why do these two keep staying each week? I couldn't see anything between you two. And I was like, why are you dragging it out to the end? And I only assumed it was because you thought, I suck at relationships, using my own choices hasn't worked in the past. I'll go with what the producers think.
Yeah, no, definitely not. If it was up to me, I would have gone home a lot sooner.
Wow.
Let me tell you that.
And so when you say when it's up to you, it's not up to you?
No, it's not that easy. It's definitely not that easy.
So, contractually?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wrote leave a couple of weeks before the final vows. That was my writing leave, and that's when I actually wanted to go home.
Sure.
So from then on, I did not want to be there. Brent was very much aware of that. Yeah, wanted to stay, I guess, for his own social climbing. And I guess I was just taken for the ride of that.
Tamara, you said in your final vows, I guess they are, last night, you were saying, hey, look, if I can give you one piece of advice, you know, you should take this with you to try and give him something to move forward to the future and maybe be a better partner or better in a relationship. He dumped a barrage of that on you. Are you taking any of that on board?
Of course. I always need to grow. Yeah, definitely. I just don't think Brent and I were ever supposed to work out. And like I said to Brent, like, with him being enough, and that's part of our, I guess, where we butted heads a lot, is because he just was never sure of himself, always, which again you don't see on TV, is always him projecting this person that he's not. Like, on camera would annoy me because that's not how he is behind closed doors. So I was getting quite frustrated with, who really are you? Like, I spend time with you, but I would ask so many questions of, like, what did you do in Dubai?
Do you actually know what he does for a living now?
I think he's like a nightclub promoter.
Okay.
The main thing I think that upsets me a lot too is other people that have been on this experiment, you know, that are getting into the bullying, you know, starting to have their opinions of me. And it's like, you were there, you know what really goes on and how much is shown of a story.
Tamara, thank you for joining us, and we wish you all the best, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing your socials given back to you so we can see you really come out with all the stuff that you genuinely want to say, but we appreciate you shining a bit of light on that with us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
There's always Tamara.